This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Major League Soccer's 24th season is just underway. Investors put in about $150 million to bring new teams to Nashville and Cincinnati. The price could go up for teams coming to Miami and Austin. From the home of last year's championship team, Atlanta United, Georgia Public Broadcasting's Ricky Bevington reports on U.S. professional soccer's growth spurt.
A fan drumline leads 70,000 rowdy soccer fans wearing red and black scarves to Mercedes-Benz Stadium for Atlanta United's first home game against FC Cincinnati. Forbes values Atlanta's two-year-old team at a league-topping $330 million. That's a long way from 2001, when MLS investors were meeting with bankruptcy attorneys. League Executive Vice President Dan Cordemosh.
We literally had prepared statements that Major League Soccer could go out of business.
So what changed? Marketing. MLS refocused its efforts on growing Americans' appetite for non-U.S. soccer. It formed a for-profit marketing arm to do things like broadcast World Cup games in English, market the Mexican national team's U.S. tour, and promote the CONCACAF Gold Cup, a tournament featuring national teams from North and Central America and the Caribbean.
We think of it as kind of one-stop shopping for professional soccer.
Now, a generation of Americans has grown up watching soccer from around the world. As a result, they're more interested in U.S. teams. According to a 2018 Gallup poll, soccer is now a more popular sport to watch among 18 to 54-year-olds than baseball. On average, 22,000 fans show up to a match, on par with the NHL and NBA. And MLS is making sure young people play soccer, too. Teams are required to provide training for boys and girls starting as young as 8, like Alexander Daniel.
I like to score goals.
He attends Atlanta United's Regional Development School.
I play all the positions.
But with team revenues averaging only around $30 million, new investors can't rely on immediate earnings.
The risk is that you're going to lose money in the near term.
David Abrams is an investment banker who teaches sports financing at NYU's Tisch Institute for Global Sport. He says sports investors make money long term, and right now, soccer's a bargain.
I think when any of us look back 5 to 10 years from now, we'll go, wow, it was really cheap.
Especially when Major League Soccer's $90 million domestic TV deal is renegotiated next year. In Atlanta, I'm Ricky Bevington for Marketplace.